This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News. It's Thursday, December 11th. I'm Ngozi Cole. The California Nurses Association has filed to represent 800 registered nurses at the Community Hospital of the Monterey Peninsula, or CHUMP. Sandy Redding, the association's head, told KAZU the nurses want collective bargaining for contracts to ensure safe working conditions. In a statement to KAZU, a CHUMP spokesperson said the hospital respects the rights of nurses to explore unionization and that they're open to dialogue. The nurses will vote in a secret ballot election. University of California researchers have received over $500,000 of state funding to prepare for the possible return of the invasive New World screwworm. Cap Radio's Manola Sakaira has more.
In its early life stages, as a maggot, the New World screwworm feeds on open wounds of living animals, which can be fatal. The invasive species was eradicated from the U.S. in the 60s and has largely been kept to an exclusion zone in Panama. But since 2023, the species has been spotted outside the zone and crept up into Mexico. Now, California researchers plan to set up baited traps to monitor for signs of the fly's return. Alec Gary is a UC Riverside professor of veterinary entomology.
Our beef and dairy production in the United States are some of our top grossing products, and these screwworms will significantly impact potentially the beef and dairy production systems.
Gary says researchers are also working on guidance for livestock producers and veterinarians.
That was Cap Radio's Manola Sakaira, and that's it for Monterey Bay Today. Join us tomorrow morning for more local news.